It's been 10 years now with the Rocky Horror Show and Bobby Glenn Brown in the house here this morning to remind folks of the not only the 10-year celebration, but the fact to get out and enjoy. Walk. I haven't seen you in like the longest time.
I know. How do you do?
I begin to think you didn't like us anymore or something.
Well, he's a busy guy, and one of the things, of course, you're involved in now is the Rocky Horror Show at the Vista. What's happening, and what's the run, and so on and so forth?
It's just been an amazing 10-year run. I can't believe it as I sit here that I just said that. But obviously, the northern support, the support from the community and area businesses is unbelievable. We wouldn't be here without that. And PAC's really proud to do it for a 10th year.
It really is, for those that have not ventured out, a show like no other.
Are you living under a rock?
Yeah. There are those that have not taken the leap there, my friend.
Or there's right, always a new generation that comes in,
well,
too.
Well, no, I believe that. Yeah, actually, we have a couple of trannies, Transylvanians, if you will, that my parents came to this the first couple of years they did it, and I finally was old enough to audition. And they said, oh, no, go do it. Yeah. So, yeah, but that's happened already. So that's funny.
Well, the run actually begins.
Yeah. Exactly. There's your generational thing.
The run is actually sooner than people probably been paying attention here. You're getting underway soon here.
That's true. October 21st through the 23rd and the 28th through the 30th at 7:30 p.m. The house opens a half hour early. And then both midnights we have, or both Saturdays we have a midnight show.
And the midnight show for Mom and Dad is for Mom and Dad.
Correct.
Yeah. That's one where the youth can, well, we'll wait for your business sort of approach here.
And the diehard Rocky Horror fans will be out with.
Right.
I mean, the audience participation is great. That's what makes the show so fun. But I would say on the midnight shows, it's more than not, especially with the callback lines. The diehard Rocky Horror groupies come out and.
You know, for me personally, I remember when I first heard about this phenomenon that it is, cultural phenomenon that it is, it was kind of like, this is interesting. Now, what is it for you that clicked, that made it seem like something you wanted to be a part of?
You know, it's one of those odd things where something happened and then they say, and the rest is history.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what happened. 1979, the movie had been out a couple of years. I had never heard of it. I was a freshman at Northern. I had some friends who said, oh, we're going to go to Jamrich 102 and see this crazy movie. Meet at our apartment and we'll get dressed up and go. I'm like, we're going to a movie. And so
little did you know.
Right. They had the costume and the makeup. And I'm like, I still didn't get it. I had the lab coat and the Frankenfurter makeup on. Mm-hmm. And they said, oh, we're going to have a great time. We have the props. And I'm like, again,
what?
Why in the world would you take rice to a movie? But anyway, we get to on campus, and a bunch of people were like, oh, my God, Frankenfurter, Frankenfurter.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go in, and then I actually saw, you know, I'm dressed up like the guy who's on the TV screen.
And you're
and
all of a sudden
literally like, that it just happened.
And a star was born.
Right. Unbeknownst to my parents or whatever.
Sure.
But over the years, it's just become a really odd thing. I mean, sometimes I joke about being Tim Curry's illegitimate child. A lot of people don't know Tim Curry and have only seen him recently on Criminal Minds.
Right.
They really freak out.
Right.
But I actually had a chance to meet him when he did Spamalot on Broadway and, you know, talk to him about the show and how odd it was, and that's why he had to get out of it. After they did the movie, he did just the one performance on Broadway, I think, for like 3 months, and then he let go of it because he didn't want to get stuck. And he's had a great career or whatever, but I just absolutely love the, you know, the show's always different because the cast is different, the director's different, all of that. But it's the opening night and the show's that continue onward with the audience participation. You know, a lot of people don't have an opportunity to do a character once or twice, let alone seven times.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm humbled by that, but it's just an oddity.
Real quick, for those that are living under that proverbial rock, the storyline for the show is what? For those that I can't imagine, but just for that one person driving through who's, you know, on a trucker from the Northwest Territories or something like that, I don't know. But the premise of the show is what?
It's based on an old B science fiction movie. Literally, the character of Dr. Frankenfurter is supposed to be based on Dr. Frankenstein. He creates a monster, if you will. In this case, the perfect man. And two young people who have just been to their best friend's wedding on the way back home get a flat tire. They don't see anywhere else possible to get some help other than going to this castle, knocking on the door, and things happen. Mm-hmm. They end up changing drastically. They meet the creation. They have a interesting and evening of fun.
And basically all hell breaks loose from there.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's the, okay, there's your storyline. Just wanted to get that out for folks because it starts so innocuously.
Right.
And it just, it's, you know, and
from yay, that, a wedding.
Yeah, and from that point on, it's like, oh boy, here we go. But nothing is quite like this show, to be honest with you.
And for those diehard fans that are out there, or even people that maybe have seen the movie, Andy Cooley, the director this year, has worked very hard to kind of pay tribute to the movie. Since it's the 10th anniversary, he really wanted to kind of give tribute to the movie and give those fans as much of the movie as they could on stage, which was a good thing, I think.
It is a 10th anniversary of the run at the Vista, and I know that you've also got a few other things going on with some of the shows that you want to make sure people know about as well.
Yes, thank you. There's a tattoo contest on October 23rd.
Of course there is.
Yay. The first Saturday. So make sure and do that. And then we have a costume contest running every night. And we have great prizes from different area businesses that I think were incredible.
Now, again, the audience participation is paramount to this whole thing. So be ready. In the past, there's been some restrictions, though, some things you don't want.
Well, that's true.
Lighters,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah,
is
bring
one of
a flashlight, not no a lighter.
Okay.
And then no water.
Fair enough.
Of course, the key is with these, the tickets go on sale, but they go quickly. So what is the ticket information that folks need to be aware of?
Right. Midnights are going quick. Easy Ticket Outlet is the easiest way to purchase a ticket, or at the Vista Theater thrift shop anytime or the night before the show. The only other thing is if for whatever reason you want to bring your child, if they're 13 or 14 or younger, then they need to be with an adult. Don't drop them off for cheap daycare.
It's not kids' night out at the theater.
You can always call 475-7188 or visit vistatheater.org for more information. Also, if you're an NMU student, both Thursdays, there's a free bus ride from campus to the theater, and then they make sure and pick you up and take you back to campus, the Don H. Bottom University Center.
So before we let you go,
yes,
it has been 10 years of this. You've been involved with it for the majority of it, and kind of, I'm sure, special for you. But what do you tell somebody that's listening this morning going, I've never done this, or I've heard about it, but why should they take part?
I don't think there's really another show that is like Rocky Horror, if for no other reason than I keep bringing it back, the audience participation. We rehearse so hard and so long, but really until opening night when the audience is there. A lot of people think that that's just the applause or, you know, the excitement that they're there. But with this show, there's so much of, you know, if you don't know what props to bring, again, visit the Vista Theater website. They're selling props at the door, you know, your bag of goodies, if you will. And it's those things and the lines that the audience say that's kind of the missing character. That's what's always been fun for me. Is the audience obviously is always different. But again, I'm really humbled by the support that we got from the community and area businesses. And we wouldn't be here 10 years if it wasn't for them. It's just a fun experience and a fun evening of entertainment.
Well, you were saying, too, that for a community theater to be able to do this is pretty rare.
Right. There's been a lot of regional theaters that have done it over the years. But a lot of people don't know that PAC was actually the first local theater company, community theater, if you will, to get the rights to it in our region or in the Midwest. So it's quite...
And it's not like you took the ball and ran with it.
No, not at all. Again, the run, speaking of that.
Yes, October 21st through the 23rd, the 28th through the 30th, 7:30 p.m., and then both Saturdays, there's a midnight show. Tickets are $12, and for the midnight show, $15.
Bobby, always good to see you.
Good to see you guys, too. I like the new digs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're kind of, we all of a sudden Walt's like, where's Bobby? I don't know. He's wandering around.
You're wandering around.
I know. Before I could see you from the hallway, now I have to, travel to the back.
Whole place here. So it is the Rocky Horror Show. And again, get your tickets ahead of time because they are going to be going quick. All the information about tickets, et cetera, we'll post that to our blog later on at markandwalt.com.